Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Forever Dog.
I'm a hairy guy.
I like having fun. I like to laugh. I like to meet people who can make me laugh. I like having fun.
Testing one, yes, two. Like, hey, good morning.
I like having fun.
Good morning, everybody. Look at that, timed perfectly as the Office Hours Live logo flies out into space, into place. It's Tim Heidecker here for another Office Hours Live. It is, let's take a look, it's September 21st. Do you remember, as they say, that annoying song that I could live without ever hearing again?
Do you remember?
I don't want to ever hear it again. Oh. Good morning. Good morning. In a little bit of a drizzle going on out there in Glendale, California. Nice, pleasant weather. We appreciate the cloud cover. We appreciate the moisture. My name is Tim Heidecker once again. I am the host, founder of Office Hours Live, running strong now for over...
7 years?
7 years.
Eight?
DJ Doug Pound, the standing beast, sitting behind me.
Good morning!
Good morning to you. And Victor Berger the Fourth.
I want to give Doug another good horning, because I'm feeling very horny this morning.
Oh, no. Better keep Rosie away.
Yeah. Stop fucking banning people from Patreon.
You fuck your dog? You fuck your dog or not? Get Matt, get the lie detector.
I can neither confirm nor deny this.
Producer Matt running the ship, failing terribly this week.
Big rare fail
from Matt. Let's just get this out of the way. We were very excited this week. We were going to have son of George Harrison, Jerry Harrison.
Yay.
Is that right?
I don't know.
Brother? Younger brother?
Possibly.
I don't know what the relation is.
Check out Wikipedia.
Get on 23 and get on Ancestry.com, please, now, and let me know. But all week I'm doing my research. I said, listen, if I was going to make a list of most influential groups to me personally, it would be Pilot. Then Stone Temple Pilots. Then 21 Pilots. Is it 21 Pilots?
21.
My friend.
Stone Sour.
That's right.
My friend in 21 Pilots. And Talking Heads. Talking Heads. Big media tour of the Talking Heads. This past couple weeks as they released. All right. Moved on from that.
I don't know who created Pokemon Go, but I'm trying to figure out how we get them to have Pokemon go to the polls.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
Yes. All right, thank you. Jerry was slated to zoom in today, and yesterday afternoon we got word that he would have to postpone. I don't want to get into the details. It seems like a personal matter. We wish him the...
Oh, ho, ho, it's magic!
It's not magic.
I got to the bottom of it. Listen, it's...
No, we're not talking... Oh, we're not talking about that.
Oh, ho, ho, it's magic!
All right, sorry, guys.
We before
I think that's young Santa Claus just going ho ho ho.
Just so you understand, before the show, we were having a discussion that the audience wasn't aware of.
Oh, I thought that was on the air. I forget. It's all a big...
It was whether or not it's oh, it's magic, or it's oh, ho, ho, it's magic.
Ho, now, ho, ho.
And now we know,
it's magic.
No.
That's what Santa says. When he...
Oh, ho, ho, it's magic.
There's no debate. Whenever I hear Ozempic, I think of... I don't hear that, because that's their actual jingle, I think. Yeah. But I hear, Ozempic.
All right.
Body parts, ow! But anyways, Jerry Harrison
had to reschedule. His team felt real bad.
His team felt real bad.
They assure us they're going to reschedule beyond our control.
I don't think it needs to be overstated that Talking Heads...
His head won't talk.
It's not the Talking Heads, by the way. This has been made clear to me. It's Talking Heads.
Yeah, I get pissed about that.
I want it to be the Talking Heads.
Yeah. Because it's natural to say that, but I get it, but...
I had a list of questions written. And I really wanted to get into it with Jerry. Maybe we will next week. We'll have to see.
We're working on a makeup date.
Hey, everyone.
I thought his humor was on.
No, that's Jeremy Renner.
This, hey, guys.
Hey, guys.
Hey, guys. It's Jeremy Renner.
But I will promote it anyways. I'm going to say it's not the greatest concert film of all time. That gets thrown around a lot. Who cares?
Mm-hmm.
What is? I would put The Last Waltz maybe up there higher, but Talking Heads Stop Making Sense is a fantastic film, and it's re-released now with remixed audio.
Yeah. And I believe Jerry was kind of in charge of it.
Yeah. So I want to get into the dynamics of that group. And this is the thing, like, there's a lot of places I could go with that in that interview, the dynamics, the split, the relationships. And frankly, it's interesting to me, but do I want to put him in that position to talk about that? Is he going to want to talk about that? You know, like, who am I? What am I, guy from Mike, what am I, Mike Wallace on poor Jerry Harrison? But I do have thoughts and feelings about it that you might find interesting as a viewer of the show. What that dynamic could be, why it didn't work ultimately. But the music remains, and I spent, the music remains in light.
The song remains the same.
Get it, Tim.
I get it.
And I went down I was listening to, you know what I did, Vic?
No, I don't.
I went back. I went backwards.
I don't get it.
Oh.
So I started listening to Naked, which is great.
Okay. What's that, 88? Is that the one with the monkey on the cover?
Yeah, monkey on the cover. A lot of Brazilian, a lot of horns, a lot of salsa influences going there. Started working back. I mean, it's all great, man. Those guys were the best.
Up All Night, that's a good song. About his kid, I wouldn't let him sleep.
And then I'm listening to Remain in Light. That's a weird, scary record. Scary music.
Scary.
These guys were, yeah. There's a lot of scariness to it. A lot of anxiety and tension.
Well, we got Psycho Killer. We got, you know, Taking Me to the River. It's a lot of scary stuff.
They're the number one Halloween. Fuck Alice Cooper.
Oh, it produced an overwhelming sense of impending doom.
Yes. But we do have another guest to talk about. Well, first of all, Cut Worms is going to be up on the show towards the end of the first half.
I'm the man in the box.
And Cut Worms, I'm telling you guys, you're going to love this. If you don't know Cut Worms, you're going to love this group. I love their last record. If you like good music, this is what I call a put it on record. You put on that Cut Worm, any of his records, but you put on that Cut Worms record, whatever the last one's called, who knows what it's called. I'm going to find out.
I love records.
Cut Worms. Cut Worms' last record is called Nobody Lives Here Anymore. From 2020, the year of the pandemic, the year everything stopped. That is a put it on record. You can listen to the whole damn thing and put it on repeat. You'll listen to it all day. One thing to promote.
To put
one thing to promote. First of all, patreon.com/officehourslive. That is humming right now. People couldn't be happier with...
To put on!
your Patreon.
I was waiting for that.
I gotta get that put on. So join patreon.com/officehourslive. I posted a very well written, a beautiful post about the Russell Brand scandal on Sunday. Emergency post. If you want to hear my thoughts on the lecherous, depraved con man that is Russell Brand. And I'll talk a little bit about that on the show later, too.
What a mess.
Because it's a whole thing now. It's a whole, you know, some people say, well, who cares about Russell Brand anymore? No one's even paying attention to him. But it was the reaction to the news by these worms. Not the cut worms.
Wow.
Musk and Peterson and Ben Shapiro and everybody. Right away, this is a conspiracy to silence the truth teller. Right away, they came marching in with their orders. So we can
talk about
that.
Do you think he's connected actually with them? Like he's like coordinating?
Yeah, they're now his, well, I don't know if he's coordinating.
Like PR.
There's no coordinating, by the way.
No.
I don't know if you know how the world works, but nobody's talking to anybody. It's a mess. It's chaos, as Patton Oswalt says. So be kind. But Ben Shapiro started off saying, Russell Brand, how do I do it? Now, Russell Brand is a personal friend of mine.
Hello, everybody. My name is Ben, and I'm actually really smart.
He's a personal friend, and I can't account for what he did 12, 13 years ago.
Slay queen.
But this is not the
spit
man I know.
Spit in my mouth. There's some whores in this
Tim
house.
Tim Pool's all over it. Tim Pool's declared that it is officially a conspiracy that is proven, and it's a big mess.
This P word is wet. Come take a dive.
Don't. Don't read the
Hello,
articles.
Don't My name is Ben, and I'm actually folks have to stick together. Visit patreon.com/officehourslive.
Oh, thanks, Ben. Well, I appreciate that plug. But
I'm
no,
popular.
Seriously,
no one
about,
has ever heard of you.
About plugs. I got some plugs. Do you notice?
Looking good.
These are coming in nice, tight, thick, strong, painful.
Well, come on!
This Sunday at the Elysian Theater, I'm returning to the stage with Neil Hamburger.
And
Megan Keister's on the bill. That's going to be spicy. See, I bet she has things to say about the state of comedy right now. So get on down to the Elysian Theater.
Can I plug something when you're done? Real quick. Mr.
Let's
T.
save it for the second half.
Mr. T.
Let's get that. Let's get that. Let's get that plug behind the paywall, please. Yes, Doug, quickly.
A week from tonight, I'll be in San Diego with Brett Weinbach at the Soda Bar. All those San Diego folks and the Orange County folks and anyone from around the world fly in next week, next Thursday.
If you like your waffles just a little gritty, get down to San Diego. Okay. Funny stuff.
Flex stage, first online real money wager only, $10 deposit. Refund issued is non-withdrawable sports book bonus, which expires in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See full terms at fanduel.com/.
Matt, can I take a zoomer? Let's just check in with the gang.
Yeah, we got a. I got a good feeling about this one.
Well, I can't be a good sign.
Bo Vice.
Good day, everyone.
Bo Vice. Hey. Oh, look at yes, that. Hey, Bo, how are you? Keeping the sun out of your eyes or your back?
Psychedelic.
Doing well. Keeping the rain out of my hair.
Okay.
Tim, I have a question about the tour. I was wondering if you ever got the chance to see Vic naked, and what is he working with?
No, I didn't see. I haven't seen any of Vic's body parts. I've never seen Vic without a shirt. Vic doesn't go in the pool.
I'm not a. I go sometimes. Guy. I go in. I'm not a
on
naked.
Tour,
I'm not a nudity guy.
I didn't see you at all.
I think I went in the pool once, maybe.
This tour?
Yeah, I think so.
I think no. I'd like.
I'm not
evidence.
Lying. I'm not making it up.
I think you're just misremembering the tour.
Yeah, I'm not much of a water guy. I was even thinking like, oh, I like going in lakes because I hate oceans and shit. But then I'm like reading about different organisms that live in like fresh water and like.
Bacteria,
oh, the brain-eating bacteria,
yeah, like shit, like that. Like I just stay out of water. It's just a good showers. That's that. I don't need to swim. To stay
so there's
cool.
Your answer.
But I think maybe I did go in the pool.
Can
once.
You where? I mean, because I can remember going in the pool twice.
I definitely like remember hanging up my swim trunks a few times. That's the only reason I remember.
Interesting.
But I could be right. You may be right. You probably have a better track on my nudity level than I do. But no, that good question. Thanks, Ben.
What were you hoping for?
Yeah, what did you want
to
hear?
Yeah, like, what did you want to hear? What is your ultimate answer?
You want to know?
It's big. I mean, I have to assume.
Send me an email. We'll
what is this, the Howard Stern show, talking about my coworkers' private parts?
Hi, this is DJ Doug Pound in your mix to let you know that you can eat stress-free this spring with Factor's Delicious Meals. Factor is fresh and never frozen, chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Veggie, or most importantly, Vegan. Of course, I signed up for Vegan, and it was great. My favorites were the 3-bean chili and the tangy citrus tofu bowl. It's fast, easy, and delicious. I also like getting extra pep in my step with their wellness shots. The apple, lemon, ginger, cayenne. Oh, baby, that's a good spice right there. When you don't have time to cook or you just don't feel like it, Factor eliminates all the hassles of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up. So discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. Head to factormeals.com/officehours50 and use code officehours50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box. That's code officehours50 at factormeals.com/officehours50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
People on the right, by the way.
Yeah, I'm just curious. Yeah.
People on the right, very upset with Howard Stern every week.
They're a boner.
They get all uptight because now he went on a fun little rant the other day saying
out of
how
all
he's,
of your select-
whoops.
Saying he's woke. He's self-identifying as woke.
Woke up.
God damn it. People like, I keep watching that Tim Pool show like I'm a nut.
Wake up.
This is like woke central.
By the way, can you go in the scroll and find the, this is so funny. This clip of that, is it Ian who's on the Tim Pool show? The guy with the long hair?
The red hair guy?
He's crazy.
Wait, do you want to hear this real quick? Do you want to hear JD?
Well, JD said
Well, I have it as a drop here, so I have to.
Go ahead, quickly.
Out of all of your celebrity friends, and you have many, who sticks out the most as someone you really liked and someone you admire? Who is it?
I liked everyone. You know, Philippi's been a good friend. Right. You know, we share the same. We both like Tim Heidecker stuff and On Cinema stuff.
I was gonna say, what do you share? Where?
Non Cinema stuff.
Good.
We both like this is Tim Heidecker.
Who is that guy?
Not this guy.
No.
That was JD. No. JD from Howard Stern.
Different guy.
Yeah, Matt. It's back. I sent it as a video a couple days ago.
Oh, boy.
And it was this. It's so funny. And you guys didn't care because you're like, I don't
know. Oh, this.
What are we talking about?
Wait till you see this video. It's hard to.
Well, I had to do it. I don't know how to rip stuff off of YouTube anymore. They keep changing that. Yeah.
Oh. But so I got hairy legs.
Stand by. Just let Vic do his thing. Enough coffee from you.
Holy shit. I know. This is the biggest size you can get.
So jacked.
I know.
You I have need this, your help.
Right?
Yeah.
So many drops.
I don't know. I didn't read this part of the story. You mentioned that like a journalist reached out to these women.
Yeah, people were saying that he's being targeted. I'm like, well, let's look into it. And then I looked into it. And apparently a journalist took it upon herself to contact these women and be like, do you want to be in a story about Russell? Do you want to accuse Russell Brand? Do you want to? And like ask these people to come out. And I don't know if this is 100%. I haven't like been able to confirm or deny because I don't know. The behind the scenes workings, but it sounds like it was a reporter that kind of put all this together.
Did you hear that?
Porter put it together.
A report. So apparently, do you get it?
I get it. A reporter was reporting.
A reporter was doing her job, like making calls and like trying to follow up, trying to create, a narrative. That's what storytelling is. That's what journalists do. They
subscribe.
This idea that Russell Brand, that people, there's like another story where someone was like, oh, I actually had a very nice experience with Russell Brand. Mm-hmm. All right, well, case closed. Then the other thing can't be true. That is hilarious. That guy's got issues, man. Is it Ian? What's his name?
Yeah, he's demented.
He's a big 9/11 conspiracy mm-hmm. guy. He's wacky. I like him on that show because of how wacky he is. I think Tim doesn't know what to do with him.
Well, do you think just to be devil's advocate, yeah. do you think that maybe they're like, let's just take this guy down and make a narrative out of nothing and come up with, make a story that
what are you,
isn't
Ian
a story
on the
yet.
Show now?
I'm going to be your
no.
Ian.
Well, this apparently this woman, the reporters. I think it's a couple. It's a bunch of it's the Sunday Times, the London Times, whatever, and Channel 4.
Like they didn't make it out of thin air. Is what I'm saying.
No, they didn't make it out of thin air. There's like
it's
credible
like 2 years of reporting.
Yeah, it's 4 years of reporting.
Four. Yeah. He's a sick guy. This part was
spit in my mouth.
Where he does the spitting thing.
Oh, oh I so know. Gross,
it's sicko.
I mean, spit some of this. Mouth. Listen, you have to be able to separate like the stuff that's just like for us, you know, scandalous or depraved or things like
right,
like
right.
there's that stuff which we can kind of have fun with or
right,
goof on.
Right.
And then there's like seemingly like crimes, you know?
Doing stuff against the 16-year-old's will, basically.
Yeah, and this Tim Pool with his sanctimonious grooming stuff. It's like there it is in plain sight. He's like this Russell Brand, you know, clearly grooming this 16-year-old girl. And then there's a credible rape accusation that has concurrent, you know, text messages and this woman went to a rape crisis center and all this shit. It's like,
can I drink this?
Oh, but why is it coming out now? Who cares when it comes out? It comes out when it comes out after the reporting has been done.
Right at election time. Perfect
oh, how
time.
Convenient. and then they're like, it's only the right that gets it. But and Sam Cedar had this. He had this list of people so-called, you know, on the left or in the mainstream media that have all gone down, like Matt Lauer and who, like a yeah. ton of people that have gone. Charlie Rose. Charlie Rose wasn't some independent, free thinking, you know, Rumble host.
The Lake Wobegon guy.
Yeah, that guy. Talk about.
Wait, what about that? The guy that was on SNL. Then he was from a senator, and then he took a
Al Franken.
Franken yeah. like yeah. pointed at someone's boobs or something.
Again, it's all chaos. There's no coordination. Yeah. And then now all these people are getting, Russell Brand's getting demonetized, and that's just.
I wasn't thinking about the promo anymore. I was just thinking I could touch her leg.
That's just capitalism working. That's just all these companies being like, you guys figure whatever this is out, and we'll step back. We'd rather not be doing business with you right now. And that's their right.
He will never have sex again. That boy will spend the rest of his life masturbating while wearing a condom.
But
capitalism.
My overall thesis is this, and I think maybe we can get some more evidence up. But this is not about the sexual assault or rape or allegations. It's really more of a comedy perspective. And this goes into another big story. Why do we keep getting louder? What is this louder with Crowder? My central thesis on comedy, people ask me about comedy all the time. Anybody that cares that much about their hair,
we're waiting,
cannot be considered funny to me. And the other example from this week, anybody that's thinking that much about their fucking eyeliner and leather jackets and
shampoo, my hair,
that's for Steven Tyler to deal with in the Hollywood vampires and Johnny
I do
Depp.
Not shampoo my hair.
Stay out of my business of comedy if you're so concerned about your hair. The other one this week that was the big story is Hasan Minhaj. Look at that hair. That's too much concentration, too much focus on hair.
I'm a hairy guy.
Well, that's not as egregious as...
I'm not saying it is.
What's wrong with combing your hair and making yourself look nice?
It's all up. There's a better one.
Too
perfect. And that's a that's sign of psychotic behavior.
Right,
that's a psychotic right. mind.
I got hairy legs.
If you don't know this story, you look it up. It's the New Yorker, this guy. I don't follow who this comedian
it's
is.
It's like the Steve Ranisazzi thing, right, with the 9/11.
There you
kind
go.
Of, right?
But he's some kind of truth teller, clapter comedian, one of these Daily Show people. I never found that stuff very amusing. The Daily Show. I mean, Jon Stewart was good.
I used to watch The Daily Show in the 90s.
Hey, listen, I used to watch Real Time with Bill Maher.
Oh, my God.
Maher.
I used to watch The Daily Show when it was Craig Kilborn.
Craig Kilborn.
His name was.
He's an interesting guy. He's you ever cool follow guy. Him on Instagram?
No,
he's,
is he pretty wacky?
It's weird. I kind of want to have him on the show if he would ever do.
All right.
Tim, there's a lot of comedians that are controversial figures that are bald. Explain that.
Their hair falls out from guilt. Oh, yeah. Joe, Louis.
Chappelle is a controversial figure.
But the story with Hassan was weird. It was one of those you looked at it and you're like, oh, this is nothing. This is a nothing burger.
I don't read.
But it pays to read because then you read the article and you're like, this is a little crazy. This is a little weird, you know?
He's chicken, like, chicken, ham.
His whole identity is built around telling these stories about racism and persecution of his because of his background, which is, of course, horrible. If it were true. But so he's apparently the guy's like making up tall tales. And it would be, you know, it's like it's the central crux of his whole act is these sort of like, I'm gonna be real with you.
I suppose that's true.
So I don't know. I'm not calling anybody a liar, but the story is fascinating. Again, I think too much grooming is a death knell for the laughs. Gina. I don't want everybody going out there like a slob, but
I like my comedian sloppy. Yeah. Listen, sloppy.
Anyways, all right, that's my rant for the day. And Jared, once more time, if you're excited about Jerry Harrison, maybe he'll come on next week. I don't know. If you're so interested in hearing what Jerry has to say, go fucking YouTube his 300 interviews he's done. Believe me, I'm not going to get... Any, why are you still on that?
I love it.
All right, well, listen to it at home.
Well, I just worked to remove the music, so now it's just isolated vocals.
Great.
Isn't that cool?
Oh, I guess. All right, we haven't taken
Did you find
one
the acapella?
Call. Oh, we have taken
What's
a call.
Yeah, I got the Would acapella.
You?
I made it.
Damn. You made it?
Well, uh-huh.
Can you do that another time?
Okay.
Can you be present during our show?
Would you like a hothead or a city of the day? Those are our options at this juncture.
Hothead, and then it'll be a quick one, and then we'll be right on time to go into the city of the day.
Cool. We got a bone picker today.
Finally.
Holton. Is that your name? 308? Holton, you're on the air.
Bad of the bone. Yeah, I'm calling. I was pretty upset. Had a bone to pick with Doug, if I could.
Yes, please. Bad of the bone. All right, I can't hear him if we're going to do drops over. Can't hear it.
Please no drops, Doug. This is... for you.
I'm waiting.
I was at a vegan birthday party, and they had killer bread.
Wait, he's talking. Shh.
I can't. Oh, now you want. Yeah. Now when someone's talking to you, you want.
You know what?
Audio.
You talk over everyone all the time. So,
go ahead.
Tim, if you could, please quit with the drops. So anyway, I brought up the Dave's Killer Bread. First degree murder. Went to prison. Learned how to make bread in prison. Came out. Everybody called me out. That was made up. Had a big fight. Thrown out. Girlfriend broke up with me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Doug made up that whole story, and it basically disintegrated my life.
This is a callback to like 3 episodes ago.
Right. But you know what? During that show, I looked it up in real time. I said, you know what? That appears to be a rumor, and it wasn't true. So... if you're going to be repeating stories that are fake,
that.
Like Hassan Minhaj, then that's on you.
He was
in jail.
Well,
I thought that was the joke part, though, was when you looked it up.
I'll have to rewatch this episode to figure out what the hell is going on.
I don't know what's going on.
All right, let's do City of the Day.
Call it. No, Mark Maron was on.
Call back in the second half. So we'll clear that up.
Mark Maron was on. We were talking about sandwiches. Bread.
Oh,
right. Someone asked him about his favorite sandwich.
The City of the Day is sponsored by Goo Goo Docs. Do you and your crew have a boo-coo slew of hot alternative rock? Does all this computer voodoo make you cuckoo and all you want to do is a crew bops? Well, don't say boo-hoo, because now there's a cool new box. It's called Goo Goo Docs. Goo Goo Docs is the one-stop spot to stock your rock like Spock. Just drag and drop all your tunes from U2's debut to the Hoodoo Gurus. You can even swap your lot with a cop named Scott. Why not? So avoid the doo-doo slop, eschew a snafu, and never lose your pop with Goo Goo Docs. Office Hours listeners get 1 month free of Goo Goo Docs alternative rock storage when they sign up for 39 years by going to homedepot.playlist and using the code word Resnick. Now check out this number one smash hit jingle from the Top of the Pops.
I just need a place where I can store my alternative rock. And I found a way, because I signed up for Goo Goo Docs.
Oh my God, Doug.
All right,
they're
thank you.
They're getting really, really good.
I want to say that the idea for that was sent in by a listener, Pat Long. So shout out to Pat.
Next time, Pat. Next time, Pat. Let's try to get one from Pat Short, if you know what I mean. When it comes to the length of these, that one was pretty good.
That was awesome.
You've very been like awkward this entire podcast.
Very Goo Goo Dolls. I mean,
I tried to make the jingle sound like Goo Goo Dolls.
That was incredible.
Matt, who is our Matt? Where is our city? Where is our city of the day?
James, let us know.
Jamesy.
It's Crete in Greece, one of the Greek islands.
What?
Crete
in Greece.
Have you heard of the?
Oh, you're in. Yeah, you're in Crete in Greece. The state Greece. Where? What?
Sounds like an Australian who's in Greece.
Yeah, I'm an Australian, so maybe it's you can't hear my accent, but Crete.
Crete in Greece.
C R E T E.
Oh, in Greece.
Yes.
Not Greece. No,
Crete.
Crete.
No, not Grace. My Crepes. Girlfriend's name is though. Anyway.
So you're in Crete, in Greece. Like
I was just
Crete in
do
Greece.
You want to ask? No.
Did you see sorry to interrupt. Did you see this clip that was going around? That was this Australian you'll appreciate you might know this story. This Australian guy was being interviewed about I'm not sure how to tell this right because there was a story about Asians moving into the neighborhood, and this interviewer kept asking him, saying, "This is true. This is not a joke." Kept asking him, "Why do you don't want Asians in your neighborhood?" And he goes, "Cause you know," he starts going off on they're lazy and they don't do anything and they don't help anything and they make things worse. It makes it harder to sell your house. And they kept saying, but that's terrible. Like, what do you have against Asians? It kept going back and forth. He goes, no, I'm saying agents, like real estate agents. The whole time, the guy thought he was asking about agents. And he goes, no, not Asians. I like Asians. I don't give a shit about Asians.
I saw that.
Yeah, really it was that. Really funny. Because the guy sounded horrible about Asians. What are you saying, Asians? No. I got no problem with Asians. It's the... real estate agents that I don't care for. Anyway.
No, that sounds about right.
Yes. So how can I help you today?
I just want to say first, Doug, I've been binging Pound House. I really like it. I've only just gotten onto it in the last week, but yeah, keep up the good work.
Thanks, man. There's a new one out today.
Ooh.
Nice.
Yeah. I just watched it pre-office hours, yeah.
Now, I wouldn't know about it because the promotion for this Pound House is, I don't know what you're doing. I'm looking at your socials and I don't see nothing about it.
Well, we kind of put it on YouTube and then I'll blast it later.
Okay.
Tim, I wanted to ask about Fight on Mars. I feel like that's like such a
I can't talk about it. I'm on strike. Can't talk about it.
Oh, true. All right. Well, next... You can move on to the next person then, because
yes.
That's all you got.
Why are you in Crete, sir?
I'm on holiday. I called like 2 weeks ago from Athens, but I'm just here with my girlfriend now.
This guy's on holiday forever.
Well, yeah, people that live in other countries go on holiday for like months at a time.
I would be.
We get like
my
5 days.
That's
paid
my
leave.
Worst nightmare. Mm-hmm. Oh, good. Yeah, you 3 weeks off. What am I going to do with that? Walk around. Oh, look. There's that old building. Oh, wow. Look at that. That's been around for a while. Hold on. Let me read this inscription. Oh, that's when it was built. Oh.
When can I go back to work?
Okay.
I'm going to go to this museum now. Look at this. Oh, I see. Okay. Oh, that's actually one of the guns from that war. Hmm. Oh, oh. Interesting.
Oh. Oh.
All right, we do have a special guest. Oh. Thank you so much. Travel safely.
Thanks, guys.
Opa. Oh. Doug. Opa. Oh. Go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Oh, there's that guitar that he played.
Uh-huh. Oh.
Oh, wow.
I know what you're saying. It's,
there's that
after
outfit.
After a while, you're like, okay, I got to get home now.
There's that information I could have looked up online.
Oh.
Oh. Whoa. Whoa, that's Creedence Clearwater Revival's drum set.
Oh.
Man, he must have gotten that at a music store.
Oh. Oh. Oh.
That's the actual drum set. Whoa. Oh, whoa, whoa. All right, now we have a special guest. I goof on this guy. Right, get all your O's out. You want to talk to the special guest or not?
I do.
Okay. Special guest
Please
calling
do
in.
It.
He only has a few minutes for this, so I want to really get my questions together perfectly because I don't want to waste anyone's time. I don't want to waste his time. We do goof on him a lot on the show, but we agreed that we would keep this very focused and very specific about music. Since Jerry was going to be a guest, we want to talk about music today. We have Bill Maher with us. And Bill, thank you for your time. You're quick. I know you've got a lot going on, but we agreed on three questions, and I want to get to them right now, and we don't have to get into the little Cold War we have going. But what I just want to, first of all, ask what your thoughts on the Wallflowers are.
There's a couple of Jacob Dylan songs, probably better than his father's.
Okay. Now, one of the agreements was no follow-up, so I'm going to have to move on. But you must be a Beatles fan, right? What did you think of Yoko in the Let It Be Get Back documentary?
Yoko, is she there all the time? Yes. He never even looks at her. He never talks to her. It's just like a potted plant.
Yeah. Yeah. Is there somebody with you there, Bill? Your assistant.
This is Bill Maher.
Your Club Random producers affirming your position there. And finally, I know we have to go, but I appreciate you coming on. What are your thoughts on that Beatles song, Don't Let Me Down?
And Don't Let Me Down was never my favorite. It's not terrible. It's still in my iPod, but it was just not my favorite. Maybe it's too repetitive or something.
Okay. All right, Bill, we'll let you go. Thank you so much for the few minutes.
Listen, Tim, I have a guy in Portland who can get me the best cloves. Why don't you come on down to Club Random and we can light up some clove cigarettes, listen to some ugly Kid Joe, and you can tell me about that spaghetti guy that you do on the Cartoon Network.
You can tell him all about your spaghetti guy.
Great, I'll try to make that happen, Bill. Good to hear
this is Bill Maher.
It's not.
Bill I have Maher. Primo shit.
Yeah. I sat there and watched. Listen, I'll have to get something off my. I don't want to be a Hassan
Minaj
about this. I don't want to mislead my audience. And I'm going to come right out in front of this. There are accusations that Bill Maher interview that we just did was doctored and was not, in fact, Bill live. Let me just say this. We doctored it. We took audio from an interview Bill Maher did, chopped it up, and gave the impression, the false impression, that it was a live conversation with Bill.
Doctor, doctor. It's right. Not pot. It's a clove cigarette.
And I want to, from the deepest on behalf of Doug and Vic and Matt and Wes and Luke and everybody and Carson, I want to extend my deepest apologies if you were misled to believe that I was having a genuine, real conversation with Real Times Bill Maher.
Let's do the Dreyfus slide. Have a smoke with me, Tim Heidecker. Let's do Real Time with Bill and Tim.
Speaking so that's AI of and the other stuff about Yoko and Don't Let Me Down, that was pulled from an interview I was unfortunate to be sucked into watching because I'm such a Beatles completist. For some unknown reason, Julian Lennon appeared on this, son of John Lennon, John Lennon's first boy, came on, sat with Bill, and it was an excruciating hour of content. 2 hours almost. It was so painful. Poor Julian Lennon. I really felt bad for him. He felt trapped, as all Club Random guests do. And it just went on and on and on. And that's true. Bill Maher was saying that he likes... If you have the full clip, no, maybe.
I probably don't.
Because it was he was going on to tell Julian Lennon that he likes this other song by Julian Lennon called Love Don't Let Me Down. He goes, I like that song better than Don't Let Me Down.
And Julian's like, Why?
I got hairy legs.
And of course, through the whole interview, every time you feel like you're getting somewhere with Julian Lennon, Maher pounces in with, well, that's like me. Because... I'm the same way, except blah, blah, blah. And you're like, who gives a shit, man? You got a son of a Beatle here. But again, like, it was interesting. I hate to say it, but it was interesting. Yeah. Because Julian Lennon doesn't seem to know all the stories that we all know. He seems
Let's
like
check he's in with. Did you have anybody in mind?
I don't know. I don't really. It feels like
he's not a fan.
He's isolated his life in a way that's like, I don't want to know about some of this stuff. It's not
probably didn't have all positive memories.
No,
of his dad abandoning him.
But the saddest part, and this comes towards the end of the interview, and again, Maher misses an opportunity to explore deeper this moment. Boy, does he move on too quick from it. Julian Lennon says when him and his dad were getting along again towards the end, that he was trying to reconnect, and John plays him just like starting over the phone. Across the Atlantic, and they have this nice chat about it, and of course, months later, he's dead. And Bill Maher just drops it like a hot potato. Well, anyway, let's talk about the vaccines.
I'm going to die.
I want to talk about what losing your father meant at that point. What was it like before?
I am not a gay man.
Anyways, I can't keep talking over that.
Sorry, I didn't mean to hit that. Mess.
Oh, you didn't mean it. Okay.
I did not mean to. Can we go back in time? Dump that.
Let's take a call.
Yes, let's talk to Eli.
Hello, Eli.
Hello there. How's everyone doing?
Not great. Oh, you know what? I want to talk about that peep show behind you. Joe Matt.
I wanted to also talk about that.
Joe Matt passed away.
I just hung out with him on Wednesday.
Really?
He was a new friend of mine.
We started
hanging out. We're working on comics together. Fuck, man. Like, I had just carved this new Joe Matt size hole in my heart of, like, love.
I'm so sorry. Like, you know, I knew Joe about...
He told me, actually.
He did?
It's crazy. Yeah. He was... Because we were sitting right in view of the park there. Yes. And he's like... To go hiking up there with Tim and Amy Mann and stuff.
Yeah, he was in this little hiking group we had that was pretty regular for a little while before the kids, like 12 years ago or something. We would go meet and hike, and Joe would often be on the hike. He was at that time, he was a very interesting guy. Pretty wild.
He still was, man. Absolutely.
But Peep Joe.
Is he from Peep Show? The show?
No, he was a comic book. He was a what do you call it? A cartoonist.
Yeah, he was a cartoonist.
Sort of in the R. Crumb school, kind of like very, very. How would you describe his work? Because I have to say,
Slice of Life comics, where he really put himself out there more than anyone ever did.
Yes, more than Russell Brand ever could imagine.
Much more. And these are real stories, unlike Hasan Minhaj, though I'll defend him. He's a good comedian, I think.
Okay, fair enough. Everyone's entitled to their own tastes and opinions. But Joe Matt, I hadn't talked to in a while. I know that Amy was close with him. And if you yeah. follow Amy Mann on Instagram, she's a tremendous illustrator, cartoonist. She does all these, you know, six panel little mini stories. And she was under the tutelage, I guess, in a lot of ways, from Joe. Showed her a lot. Was very kind and generous with his talents with her. And Joe is a great guy, very talented. Definitely, I mean, no one dies too old, but he definitely died too young, I think.
Yeah, he was 60. And like I said, this was like 3 days ago. We hung out and like made plans to, he was doing a pinup for a new comic I'm publishing, and we were drawing and we were hanging out, and I bought comics from him, and we were listening to the Beatles in my car and record shop.
Sometimes people just drop, and as I get older, and you know, you start knowing people who just drop, and there's nothing fishy about it. I think the story was, I don't know if it's public, he had a heart attack,
yeah,
right?
A heart attack, yeah.
Sitting at his desk drawing.
That's right.
So maybe he went out.
Tough, man.
Maybe he went out happy.
I hope so, man. And
doing what he loves.
Yeah, and he was amazing at what he did. It's just sad because I know he was like working on new books. He was working on new stuff.
Yeah.
And so it's like, holy
I don't
want
to die. There you go. There's a drop.
I don't either, man.
I don't want to be like this Jimmy Carter where he's just in hospice for 2 years. I would be ready to go at that point, but not when I'm in die. Like, I mean, if you're.
I just want to. Start making.
Oh, you want to move on? You want to move on from Joe? Yeah. Unceremoniously move on.
It's tough.
No,
honestly, I'm sad. Well,
rest in peace, Joe. Matt, you're
at least it wasn't some like Teenage Mutant Turtle ninja figure.
Well, yeah,
it could have been. Could have been.
What do you got? The Planet of the Apes.
He just pitched a cartoon. He said too that where Fred Armisen was playing his character.
Wow.
What?
And they pitched a cartoon.
Oh, that didn't happen.
I guess it's in the pipelines now.
Oh. Who knows? Wow. Well, maybe in death he'll have like this, you know, that's what happens. People go and then suddenly it's like they discover this lost genius. But
they're going to go to God's house. But
anyway.
What's your name and where can we find your work? Are you published? Are you a cartoonist of note?
I am, man. Yeah, I just drew this while we were standing here. But
wow.
Whoa.
I guess that's good.
thanks. It's... Yeah, you can find me at CosmicLionProductions.com. I publish and I write and I draw. Cool. And I also work with a bunch of other creators to
Cosmic Lion?
Cosmic
Lion Productions.
Okay.
Cosmic
Lion. Uh-huh. All right. Well, rest in peace to Joe Matt. And did you want to talk about Stop Making Sense? Or are you just kind of...
I mean, I do love it. I don't know if you got the new record.
I don't love this package design, though. I mean, that cover is kind of got notes.
Is it just the record? Like, I mean, is that how it? The record sticking out of the cover?
It's two-sided. Well, it's like, I guess there was an expanded CD in the 2000s where they put out these other cuts, but now this is four sides and it's like the whole concert, including Cities, which was previously unreleased. Big
in the
business.
City, and- I'm myself a city to live in.
I heard that they digitally tailored his jacket so it fits regular.
Do you remember the interview that he did?
I would say something about that interview. If you could look it up, it's the self-interview he did, I guess, to promote the show. Like, I don't know where you would have seen that.
Might have been on the DVD.
It was on the DVD.
Yes, but originally when it came out, just shows on MTV or... I never know where all those old promotional videos would ever have played. But, it's the best. We should find a little clip of it.
Yeah.
He's... What's the great quote? Eric and I were obsessed with it. I'll tell you later.
Yeah, I'll tell you later.
I'll tell you later. And it's him, and there's a little bit of a controversial moment because he does blackface.
Oh, right.
Uh-oh. As one of the interviewers. But play just a little clip of this. And it's so weird. It's so inventive.
Very weird. It gives me early Tim and Eric vibes.
Oh, yeah. We were totally, I mean... Not, you know, David Byrne and the Talking Heads were huge influence. People say, what comedy did you like when you were coming up? What's your influences? I'd say like almost on top of any comedies was the Talking Heads and David Byrne with this piece that we watched like over and over again. I don't even know how we would have watched. I guess it was on the DVD, but we wouldn't even had the DVD back. It was on a tape of some kind. But that and True Stories, if you haven't seen True Stories, that's a masterpiece. I think. I mean, it's got some issues, but there's You see all of our stuff in just those few clips. Oh, it's magic.
Yeah, I thought that was It's Magic again.
You remember when Matt? Remember when we biked up to see David Byrne at the Apollo? We went to go see David.
That's coolest.
We biked up to see David Byrne, and we I don't know. We had in our heads that we would kind of just sneak in. We'd sneak in
at the Apollo.
So we biked behind the alley of the Apollo, and there was the tour bus between in the alley right by the stage door, and we see David come out. And we say, hey, David, can you get us into the show? And he turns to us. He goes, I don't think so. Just kept walking. It was perfect. That's like, I wanted that moment more than the show itself. Anyway.
Have you heard the unreleased track called, like, Fela's Riff of Talking Heads?
No.
What's that?
It's very, like, Fela Kuti inspired.
Oh, yeah. Oh. I mean, once you make that connection, that you listen to Remain in Light, and it's all there. It's mm-hmm. like they were deep Zimba. Into that stuff. I
want my MTV! Hey, thank you so much, guys.
What do you think of... my issue with Stop Making Sense is it seems semi-timeless looking at the stage in a way, but then they cut to the audience, and they're all these, like, 80s dudes and their feathered hair. And
they don't really cut to the audience, though.
I think they do a few times, which they didn't need to do.
I think notably
I could be making that up.
I think notably they don't. I think that was, like, a very...
I'm going to
stop
re-watch
making things
it.
Up.
I know.
I
don't remember
that. Jesus. I want my MTV.
What about Bernie Laurel from the movie, too?
Which has more cocaine backstage? That, Stop Making Sense or The Last Waltz? I think that's
gotta be Last Waltz.
Yeah, but there's some energy in that. Maybe it's just natural energy. Yeah. And
have
by
you
the
read
way,
Bill Graham's book because
no. Oof. All right, well,
there's a whole mirrored room. Sorry.
Yeah.
A whole mirrored room full of cocaine. Mountains.
You could do it right off the wall. Leave it on. All right. What was your name, son?
Thanks so much, y'all. My name's Eli.
Eli. Oh, that's right, Eli. Well, it was great talking to you. Thank you for bringing up Joe Matt. I didn't. I thought about bringing it up, and then I forgot to put it on my list of things to discuss. So this worked out beautifully. It's something we call in the business kismet.
Kismet.
And
all right.
Eli, I hope you have a great day.
Oh, cool.
And I'm going to stay away from getting to know you because that means curtains for me. Maybe you're the bad, bad luck.
Oh, God.
I kind of thought that.
Oh,
I
hope don't.
Had lunch with someone.
Can you imagine what would the you know? Come on, I'm just kidding. All right, Eli, take care, buddy.
All right, y'all. Have a great day. Thanks so much.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is that time of the show when we are so excited and so happy and thrilled to welcome to the Office Hours studio maybe the largest group of a band we've had in here. Matt, can you confirm? Have we ever hit five?
It's up there.
I don't know if we've ever hit
one
five.
Other time. Maybe.
This is exciting. I love this songwriter. I love this band.
Where's the Isle of Batman?
Do you have something to add? I love Batman. It's Cutworms. We're going to hear from Cutworms now. And then we're going to take a break. We have a special break video.
I don't know if
we want to reveal.
Okay. Oh, yeah, we don't need this.
This will be a surprise. Break video, not just music.
Yeah, you're going to watch with your eyes.
And listen with your ears, because you will want to hear it too. We'll hear the song from Cutworms, we'll take the video break, and we'll be back for the second half of the show to talk to Max from the Cutworms about everything. Take some more of your Zoom calls. If you want to watch the second half of the show, it's over at patreon.com/officehourslive. Take it away, Max.
When the leaves all start to change and the air is cool, and I'm riding on the bus going back to school, and the summer's almost gone, never seems to last too long, and the nights that were so inviting now seem so cruel. When I see you walk by and I know you're just my kind, it's only wishful thinking, and it's all in my mind. But if I could talk to you, maybe if you wanted me to, maybe I could walk you home sometime. Looking for somebody I could be, watching all them pass in front of me.
If you're driving around, give them a round of applause. Whistle if you're driving. Keep your hands on the wheel. All right, we'll be back in a few. Now here's a very special message. Here's a very special message from an old friend of the show, Curly G.
Just the thought of it! Cake! Candles! shorter, tighter pants. I don't know. But anyways, let's celebrate together. I just wanted to reach out and say, this is your special day. Well, there again, we could do this all night long. But I wanted to give you something special for your birthday. Because you're a special guy. You're a great guy. You work with a bunch of great guys. You got great fans. I love your fans. Wow, I chatter on. I'm just like a chattering box. I'm just like a... Wow, something's loose. Back to your birthday. Should I sing happy birthday now? No? Is it the voice? Is it the voice? It's the register? Listen, this register makes me cash. It's a cash register. Back to your birthday gifts. I got you a couple swell things. Why don't I show you? Three Stooges comic book? You can get those anywhere. American Mythology. They make them. First thing I wanted to get you. I didn't know if you had one of these Curly G Lobby cards. They're quite swell, you know. Oh, is this... Am I somehow plugging Curly G again? Because this is my YouTube channel, Curly's Grandson? I would never do this. This is so that you can put me on your wall. I don't care if it's the wall of your bathroom, your bedroom, anywhere. Even if you live in a garage, I don't care. I just want to be with you. You can say hi to me anytime. You can throw darts. There's three me to hit. I resemble that remark. What else? Oh, this is pretty special, Mama Curly, and I'd love to give it to you. I'd even sign it for you. I didn't even have my mommy sign it. Mama! I love my mommy. I'm a mama's boy. Oh, wait a second. This isn't about me. It's about you. Matt, you're the greatest. What do you think? You want it? It's all yours. How about this? How about a picture of Gramps himself? Now this one I can sign for you. I mean, I heard you're a fan. I know that your fans are fans of Tim and Vic and Dougie, and they're fans of you. And they're also fans of the Stooges. And I know that they love Three Stooges coffee, and I know that they love Office Hours coffee. You know what? This is great. I could go for some blend right now. Boy, I need something to pick me up. I'm really a downer right now. You should see me when I'm up. Stop it. So these are yours, okay? I just need to get your address, a P.O. box. I'll just show up at your house. It doesn't matter. It's whatever you want, whatever you feel comfortable with. It's your birthday. Okay, so we got those swell pictures. How about, oh, this one. This is a good one. I don't think you got one of these. How about a Curly G, the Stooginess Continues with Curly G t-shirt. I've got them in large, extra large, and double X. I don't know how much weight you put on. You're older now. This one probably will fit you. It's an XL. You seem like an XL. You're a great guy. You're extra loved by all. Your fans, your colleagues, Curly G. And then I also got this for you. Whoa! Wait a second, that's my wife's. Ooh, boy, I almost blew that. So anyways, those are my gifts for you. Except for, well, you know, the trezier. The trezier isn't yours. That's Mrs. G's. Are we forgetting something? I didn't have time to bake you a cake. I mean, even though it's belated, I had plenty of time to do this. Well, shame on me. But I can still sing you happy birthday. Are you ready? We baked you a birthday cake. If you get a tummy ache and you moan and groan and woe, don't forget we told you so. Happy birthday! Is that a good one? I can do something more traditional. Something more your style. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Well, happy birthday to you.
It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a time. Hi, this is Bill Maher, speaking to you from the undisclosed location I like to call Club Random. I'm here to tell you about a few things. First off, Office Hours has now moved to its own dedicated YouTube channel. Go subscribe now at youtube.com/Office Hours Live. Secondly, did you know you can get another full hour of this show and so much more with Office Hours Plus? Head on over to patreon.com/Office Hours Live to check that shit out. And remember, it's not pot, it's a clove cigarette.